In this episode, you're going to learn how Google ranks videos differently than YouTube and how to develop a video strategy to complement both.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery, brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Heyo! Have you ever thought about how videos rank in Google compared to the videos that appear on the top of search in YouTube? Well, few people are nerdier and do better research in the world of search than Stone Temple Consulting's Eric Enge. Now, one of the things that I really like is the scientist mind of looking inside of Google and then evaluating Google's other property, YouTube, to determine really what is different about the two. And in this episode with Eric, you're going to get an opportunity to hear from one of the world's brightest search engine optimizers, a rock star in the world of SEO. And over the years, Stone Temple Consulting has been a good friend of mine and Wirebuzz. Of course, you've heard Mark Traphagen on this podcast several times, and Eric Enge is his partner in crime. And Eric recently did a study at Stone Temple to evaluate the two different search engines and what videos do better in each one. And you're going to hear about this really fascinating conversation. Sit back, look underneath the hood at what makes videos rock on Google compared to YouTube, and then pay special attention to how you can create the right strategy to maximize your goals on both of those platforms. All right? Here's my conversation with Eric Enge. I'm joined right now by a good friend of the podcast, Stone Temple Consulting CEO Eric Enge. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
Eric, I'm doing great. You know, I saw an article that you recently published on StoneTempleConsulting.com about how YouTube videos rank differently than Google. And so I want to spend a few moments with you. I think this is really groundbreaking information that I know my audience would be interested in.
Be happy to talk about it. So let's go.
And Eric, give me the lowdown here. What inspired you? Like, what was the reason? I know you guys are always doing really cool research at Stone Temple, and that's one of the, you know, really great hallmarks of the work that you and your team does. But what was the impetus behind this one?
Well, I mean, just more generally to start there, we're always looking at what's about to happen and what's coming in the future and what's growing. And video is already huge, but with the advent of different kinds of devices, you know, other than PCs and smartphones and tablets, I think video is just going to keep getting better, bigger and bigger all along the way. And it just really important to understand what's happening there, in my opinion. And so we decided to just dig into it a little bit and see what we could find out.
And it's interesting. You and I have both been in this digital marketing industry for what feels like forever. And as the new tools become available and the latest research, we all start specializing, right, in different areas. What did you learn from this study when you looked at the videos that were ranking and how they rank differently in YouTube compared to Google?
Well, one of the first things, which was just fascinating on the surface, is if you found a query, a search query, where some search results would show up in Google that were videos, it would be natural to think that the first video you found in Google is probably the number one result in YouTube, right? And then the second result you find in Google is probably the number two result and so forth. But that's actually absolutely not true. So one example that we mapped out, it's actually in the study post that I did, for the query 12 Angry Men, first three videos that rank in Google are in positions 9, 14, and 15 in Google. Okay, so that's fine. There's some other web results interspersed in between.
But page one and page two.
Yes. And the result that was the first ranking one in Google, the one in position 9, was actually the fifth video in YouTube. And the one that was in position 14 was the third video in YouTube. And the one in position 15 was the first video on YouTube. So the first video on YouTube was actually the third one showing up in Google.
Right.
Okay, so there's a significant difference in the overall ranking between the two search engines. Do you speculate that's because YouTube and Google's algorithms have different goals? And if so, why that big of a difference?
Well, it's absolutely, in my humble opinion, that they because they have different goals. So it's the perfect question to ask. So you have to remember that while Google owns both properties, the purpose of both properties ultimately is to serve the business by delivering revenue. And in Google, basically you have an environment where when a user does a search query, their objective is to do the query, get what they want, and then they're out of there, right? And that's true even when you get these new featured snippet or rich answers results in Google, where Google answers the question directly, still the user's out of there. They, you know, Google isn't a place where they just hang around for a while to have fun, right? Whereas in YouTube, when you go there, the user's purpose is to watch a video. So it's an entertainment site, and they're there to be entertained and potentially could be spending quite some substantial amount of time. And the reason why I walk you through that is what it gets down to is because the user's purpose on the two sites is different, then the way Google monetizes the two sites is therefore different. And on Google.com, the product basically is measured in terms of page views and what can Google do to maximize the number of page views. And that ultimately is about giving users the best answer they can as quickly as they can based on relevance and authority. On YouTube, it's about maximizing view time and number of videos viewed, because that gives them the opportunity to serve the maximum number of ads. One other detail that I'll just share out there for those who are really geeking out on this. So the ads on Google are designed to help directly serve the user's goal when they enter a query. By design, the whole advertising system is structured such that users will see that as positive content. Whereas on YouTube, the ads are inherently an interruption.
Right.
I'm watching a video, that's what I'm there to, and you're trying to get me to do something else.
Okay, that's super cool to me. I'm also particularly interested in how most of our businesses, if you and I launched our own business, we would try to align the goals on YouTube to match the goals on Google. But the reality is, as you did such a good job, the user intent is so different in those two platforms that it would be impossible, even though they've got the same parent company, it would be impossible to align the user's intent on Google and YouTube. So how does user intent vary between? You mentioned it a moment ago, but more specifically, let me see if I get this right. The user intent on Google is to get quick information. The user intent on YouTube, as correlated in the algorithm, is to get information, but also to extend the view and the experience.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. So because the user intent is so different, the platforms are structured explicitly around maximizing those intents. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the commercial models on both platforms are pretty different. And what this leads to ultimately is that the optimization algorithms, therefore, are different. And it explains the phenomenon I shared in the beginning with the example of the 12 Angry Men query. The reason why the videos rank highest in YouTube, or really how the YouTube ranking algorithm works, it's by maximizing the total view time of the user.
Right.
So if you have a video that you've posted up on YouTube and a large percentage of users watch it to the end, that's already really good. But it gets even more interesting is if they watch your video to the very end and then they click on another video and then watch another video. So if your video is really good, not only getting people to watch to the end, but getting people to watch additional content, whether it's from you or not, doesn't matter, then your video will rank higher in YouTube. And that algorithm for ranking the organic videos matches up best with the user intent and best with the commercial model of the site.
Okay.
Whereas on, yes?
Go ahead. Okay, that's interesting.
And on Google, however, it doesn't really work that way, right? So Google wants to create the maximum number of page views and ultimately the maximum number of clicks on their ads. So that leads to a completely different way of thinking about the optimization algorithm, which is the same as it ever was, if I can throw that phrase in there. It's about relevance of the video to the query, and the authority is established by links.
Now, Eric, you guys provided a YouTube video optimization checklist. We're going to get to that in a moment. And another really valuable resource, which is a Google video optimization checklist. But I think what we hear, what we're getting, what we're leading the audience to is marketers will maximize their ROI, their return on investment, by adopting a video marketing strategy that works best for both platforms. You agree
Correct.
With that?
Yes, absolutely. There's so much opportunity. First of all, YouTube is a huge search engine on its own. And years ago, people got in the habit of calling it the second largest search engine in the world. That was actually a little bit of a misnomer, not at the time that they said it, but that was before Bing got Yahoo's search volume. Mm-hmm. But even if it's only the third largest search engine in the world, it's a big honking search engine. There's a lot of opportunity there. In terms of getting in there, that's great. But if you can also structure it so you end up in the Google results as well, now you get two bites at the apple. And aren't a lot of places on planet Earth where you get two bites at an apple that's that big. So you got to take them when you get them.
Yep, absolutely. Now, you just mentioned something interesting. You might be one of the best people in the world to answer this question. I always hear people saying that YouTube is the number two search engine, but with Bing and Yahoo, coming in together with the same results, does that overtake YouTube as the number two search engine?
I'm almost certain that it does.
Wow.
There was a point in time when YouTube was declared to be the number two search engine, but it happened before mm-hmm. Bing had the deal with Yahoo. And nobody ever changed what they were saying about it, because it's a nice, quick phrase to throw out there, and it has a big impact. And but the reality is it's a big honking search engine.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, right? 1.5 billion users on YouTube that I saw most recently. I mean, that's a large sample of the world's population.
Yes, it is.
Right? All right, so can you talk with me about what a viewer of this video can expect to get from the Google Video Optimization Checklist? We'll talk about the YouTube one next. What is the value or the impact that type of a checklist can have on a content creator?
Well, I mean, basically, it just gives you the right kind of information you need to be able to understand how to structure your video program to maximize your chances of ranking on Google. And, you know, the way we put together the checklist was designed to sort of make it really easy to get the right mental mindset and to be able to do the right things without having to spend hours, you know, researching how to put it together.
Right. And for those of you watching right now, you can get that at stonetemple.com. I'll make sure on the show notes page for this episode and in the description, there'll be a link to where you can get access to it. As a content creator, and I know you're a prolific content creator and so too is your team at Stone Temple, do you envision content creators that are trying to maximize the results in YouTube and in Google to go through that checklist while they're creating the content to make sure that they're both at the same time optimized?
I really think you should, because, I mean, I'll share a tidbit of it here. You know, from the Google perspective, you got to realize that your commercial video, pimping your product, is not going to show up in Google, most likely. Videos that show up in Google are informational, they're tutorials, they're how-tos, they're things like that. So, yes, there is that opportunity to get two bites at those apples, but the kind of content that people want to consume are things that help them And so you have to target content for this kind of thinking that isn't necessarily direct to an immediate sales purpose, but it's brand building, awareness building, this kind of stuff.
Eric, while I've got you on the podcast, you know, I think it's important to hit you with one of these questions. It's right in your wheelhouse. We're starting to see that longer videos rank better. Was there any correlation in YouTube about longer videos? Did you guys look at that at all? The length of the video in search results?
Unfortunately, we didn't actually look at that. It would be a very interesting thing to study separately. It would not surprise me. You know, there. It's funny, this era of sound bites, where people want those quick little juicy tidbits. What I'm finding is the demand for long-form content is as strong as it's ever been. Mm-hmm. Because when somebody needs to really learn something, they want that more in-depth information.
They want that definitive guide. It doesn't matter if it's happening in video or if it's happening in a long-form article, right? And what's the word count roughly for where's the breaking point of long form to short form? Is it above 2,000 words, or is that still too low?
No, actually, there's some really good data from a study that was done by Moz and BuzzSumo, where they looked at 1 million pieces of content, and they were looking at many aspects of it, and it's largely a study that was trying to find the linkage between links and social shares to content. Mm-hmm. But in it, they did some analysis of content length. And they considered in that analysis content under 1,000 words to be short, and you know, which is interesting for people because a lot of people, 700 word article isn't trivial to write, by the way. It takes a lot of effort. But in terms of that sweet spot between links and social shares, it was somewhere between the 1,000 and 3,000 range. So I think, you know, a 1,500 word piece of content could probably still be do really quite well if you have the right content.
Yeah, right on. Okay. So if we could summarize this big picture, what Stone Temple Consulting discovered is the two ranking algorithms between YouTube and Google are really different. The principles outlined in the article and also in this conversation help people to continue to use a Google optimized mindset and a YouTube optimized mindset and to blend them to maximize return on investment. And by adopting that strategy into the content creation process, you'll get better results on both platforms. Pretty much the big summary?
That is a big summary. And okay. It's really smart to have that in your mind as you begin your video production plan and before you get too far in the content development.
Now, for those who've heard interviews with Mark Traphagen on this podcast, you know that these guys do the Here's Why. Any crazy costumes coming up on the Here's Why that we need to know about?
Well, let's see. We have a zombie video coming up. So that's,
let me guess who gets to play the zombie. That's got to be Mark, right?
Well, actually, truth be told, we had our extras come in as zombies. Oh, so, cool. And I don't know if has the space Odyssey one come out yet, where we're in space suits.
I know I've seen Mark in space outfits in the past.
Yeah. So we have one where we're both on our way to Mars coming up. But actually, one really cool thing I'm very excited about is coming out in a couple of weeks is we've enhanced our studio a little further. So now we have multiple teleprompters. So for much of the video, Mark and I will be facing each other rather than both of us talking to the camera.
Right.
So we're thinking that this will make it feel a lot more natural. And, you know, it's funny because we've been working on videos for over 2 years.
Right.
And it began with Mark and I standing with a whiteboard behind us and a camera and a shotgun mic. And it was perfectly good way to get started. But as you get further and further into it, you keep making more and more investments right. and getting better and better at it. But it's all okay. If you're really interested in this stuff, right. you've got to find the right way to get started.
And
just get going with it, you know?
Eric, I'm willing to bet that what happens to you and Mark because of the videos is what happens to me when I meet people at conferences or they see me in public. They react as if I'm a TV celebrity. It's like a borrowed from a different era, right? When they see you, right. they freak out.
Yeah. No, we definitely have had had that happen. Pretty much every conference we go to, people are coming up, this is my favorite video, and we get this stuff going on. what made you think that why did you decide to wear that costume?
Right.
Well, and I usually go, that's not my fault. It's Mark's fault.
they're super informative, but wildly entertaining. I'm a big fan of the work that you do at Stone Temple. I'm so grateful to have you join us on the podcast. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Todd. It's been a blast.
Well, he's Eric Enge. He was recently named Search Engine Marketer of the Year. He's a good friend of the podcast. We're honored to have him on. Eric from Stone Temple Consulting. Go to stonetemple.com. Eric, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
All right. Super smart, right? Can you imagine the level of SEO brilliance that you just heard from Eric Enge? I want you to be able to unravel what he explained, to look at that strategy and optimize for both search engines. So you can be using your videos to dominate on Google and on YouTube and use that to your advantage. Your competitors, they won't get access to somebody like Eric Enge. I'm glad I got a few moments with him in his crazy schedule. The guy travels all over the world, speaking at marketing conferences and at search conferences, and is really trailblazing in the space. And along the way, when fabulous information comes up in the world of marketing, where it intersects with video marketing, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to bring those rock stars right to you so you can become a much better, more developed, more strategic marketer. If you want to learn how to guarantee that your videos generate ROI, which is really the whole goal, right? The best thing you could do, get started the right way, go to wirebuzz.com/ROI, and that's where I've got a 5-part video-based mini course that teaches my secrets to guaranteeing your videos generate ROI, return on investment. That's all that we should be doing with those videos. They should give us some type of revenue that is generated that's greater than what it costs, right? To create those videos. And you will see that when you do it the right way, your business grows at a very healthy clip. So thanks so much to our friends at Stone Temple Consulting for coming in, sharing their wisdom with us. And if there's any news in the world of video marketing, make sure you tip me off if you want us to talk about it. And all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/pitch with a P, wirebuzz.com/pitch. And I'll continue to do what I love to do, which is to sift through all of the latest news in the world to make sure that I can bring you the smartest information that makes you a video marketing master.